This is Spencer Chase here at the 84th National FFA Convention, and we're here talking with Gene Loney from Pfizer. And Gene, can you just tell us a little bit about what you do at Pfizer and what Pfizer is doing here at the 84th National FFA Convention?
Absolutely, Spencer. Pfizer Animal Health is really excited to be here at the 84th National FFA Convention. My role is actually focusing on our beef cattle team. I'm the Senior Manager for Marketing Communications for beef cattle. But we've got members here from other species teams to just support Pfizer Animal Health and talk to FFA members about our commitment to the organization and to the agriculture industry. Today, folks can stop by. Members, advisors, guests can swing by the Pfizer Animal Health booth. And we've got computers set up where they can log on to Facebook to like Pfizer Animal Health and tell us about their dream job in agriculture. So we're asking people to come in and just talk to us about the ag industry, what they're interested in, and if they could do anything in the world in agriculture, what would it be? And they also have a great chance to stop at our photo backdrop and have their picture taken that they can post online in front of our Proud to Be Blue backdrop. Pfizer is a blue company, and FFA is a blue organization, so we really wanted to bring that together and highlight how proud we are not only of our organization and our company, but of our role in supporting the National FFA organization and the National FFA Foundation.
Definitely. And on that support of the National FFA Organization and Foundation, Pfizer is a gold-level sponsor. Why does Pfizer see it as important to support the National FFA Organization to the level that they do?
Well, certainly two words come to mind, and that's we believe. And believe is a very important word to FFA. It's important to Pfizer. And we want to support the students who have made the commitment, who have stepped up and are willing to really put on that jacket, represent their state, represent their chapter, and state what they believe in. We think it's important to tell them that we appreciate that and we want to support them. We also think it's a great way to help foster and develop the next generation of agricultural leaders. Throughout Pfizer Animal Health, you'll find a number of colleagues in our organization that have that FFA background, and we know that that blue jacket really breeds leaders, and we want that as a part of our organization. We're so excited to support not only all of the student members, but to say thank you and support our advisors as well. And there's a great connection to the community, and that's part of the reason that not only are we a gold level sponsor, but we have our rebate program where veterinarians and animal health dealers can actually earn dollars that go back to local FFA chapters.
Okay, and Gene, as a former FFA advisor and chapter officer, how do you feel this organization has impacted you and the career path that you inevitably took?
Growing up, I'm actually from the city of Philadelphia, so it's a very non-traditional route that I took to get into agriculture. And what hooked me was that first week of high school when I got my FFA handbook. That's what really got me into agriculture and helped me see that it wasn't just a high school experience, it was a career opportunity, and it really could be a way of life. So the blue jacket for me is what helped me learn the importance of making eye contact, of a good handshake, of giving that 30-second commercial on who I am and what I want to achieve in life, and then developing leadership skills in me and giving me all of the skills and knowledge I needed for career success. So when I look back, you know, coming in, learning about the FFA, it put my life into a completely different trajectory. And I'm so appreciative of it because it helped shape that path for me to go from someone who really knew nothing about agriculture to a person who, you know, 15, 16 years out of college has made a wonderful career in an industry that I love.
And, you know, that's something about the FFA is it breeds those agricultural leaders like you were talking about and brings them from paths that people wouldn't expect. I mean, do you see the future of agriculture being shaped by people such as yourself from that urban background, not much production agricultural experience, but still have a passion for the agricultural industry?
If you look at the growth of the FFA organization, you're seeing a lot of non-traditional chapters form in the suburbs, in urban areas. You look at production agriculture, there are men and women and families across the nation that are working hard every day to produce the food, fiber, and fuel we need to grow this country and to support other countries. But we also have a number of people who are coming into other agricultural areas that are related. And you're seeing so much growth there, and I really think that that balance is important because it's not just production agriculture, it's also the people who consume agriculture. So if we can bring those two groups together, it strengthens agriculture as a whole, and that's part of the beauty of the FFA. I mean, you look at that cross-section of the ear of corn that's a part of the logo. It's really a cross-section of the United States, and that's what we need to keep agriculture growing.
That was Gene Loney with Pfizer. I'm Spencer Chase.